getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time once again for Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It is back for another week. Glad you're along for another round. I got a stack of records to play, so I guess my job is to just get to work here and get some of these records rolling, and we'll see what happens from there, you know what I mean? Let's start out with one of the most requested songs here on the Oompa Hour over the years, and it's by a group called The Musicals. Did a record called Beer in Heaven. We're all familiar with In Heaven There Is No Beer. Well, apparently these guys found out there is some beer.
No beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why yeah, 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 we found some beer up here. Why yeah, 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 come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why yeah, 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 we found some beer up here. Why yeah, 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 come help us drink our beer. Hey!
Wow, seems like that one went by so quick. There you have it, the Musicals there. We found some beer up here. I mean, heck, they sang about it, so you know it's got to be true, right? I don't know. Anyway, it's another Oompa Hour rolling your way here on the radio or the computer or the iPad or the smart speaker or, I don't know, wherever the heck you happen to be listening to it this week. There are so many ways to hear stuff nowadays. Jeez, I still prefer playing phonograph records. I don't know. Seems simple. So that's what I'm doing. And you get to eavesdrop. Georgie Cook and his orchestra. It's the By the Beautiful Sea polka.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under, and then up for air. My is rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea. Thank you. by the sea, by the beautiful sea. You and I, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under and then up for air. My is rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
And there you have it there, Georgie Cook and the Orchestra by the Sea. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, maybe you've been here before. That would be always good to have repeat listeners, you know, so I can take that. I don't think computers are all that smart, because I've had the same one in here for a while. And every week when I do the show, I type a list of all the songs I'm playing, and I send it along with to the radio stations that are so kind as to carry the program, so they know what's coming up in the show and all that kind of thing. They have somebody who calls up the station and says, hey, what was that song you played? They can look on the sheet or whatever they need to do. I always sound like, so I'm typing in the names of all the bands. And you would think that the spell check thing in the computer would, over the years, learn how to spell things. And it seems like it does some of it. I mean, like, I don't know, but it never agrees that I'm spelling the Deutschmeisters correctly. And I am, because I look on the record and I go, yep, I am spelling it right. It always puts doubt in my mind. And I just typed in the Deutschmeisters, and it's underlined in red, telling me it's not spelled right. And it is. Darn machines anyway. I need like a polka edition of the word processor. So it's got all this stuff in there, so it quits making me think I'm wrong when I know darn well that I'm right. But anyway, as long as I brought them up, here are the Deutschmeisters. There you go. Everybody shottish. That's the Deutschmeisters here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Got to talk about the World of Accordions Museum like we do every week here on the show, and invite you to visit should the opportunity present itself, or invite you to at least look them up on the internet. Take a look at their outfit there. They're looking at like 4,000 accordions all in one place. That's pretty impressive all by itself. But you add in things like the concert hall and all their research materials and extensive documentation and paperwork and historical stuff, that if you need to learn something, find out something, heck, do a college thesis on accordions and music and history, they can help you out with all that kind of stuff. Of course, the gift shop and all the usual stuff you would expect at an outfit like that. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street. Pretty easy to find, because even I can do it. And certainly you could pay him a visit now, but a lot of people would rather wait till the weather is a little nicer, although it's not going to be so bad here in the coming week. But You never know up here. I mean, we had, you know, like 28 degrees below zero not all that long ago. And that could happen at any moment. But check them out at worldofaccordions.org. You could certainly do that and take a look at some pictures. You can read a lot about the museum and about the history and how it came to be. A lot of good stuff there. Check it out, all right? worldofaccordions.org. Stan Wisniak and his orchestra now on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go. Clearly they like Boomba, right? Stan Wisniak and his orchestra here. Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, is where the action is again this week, like it is every week. Saw a little thing in the news here. Clearly this woman premeditated the situation here. A woman in the UK arrested after she allegedly went on a deli meat rampage. You don't see a line like that in the news very often. Police say the woman assaulted her ex-boyfriend with a salami. The woman went to the home of one of her ex's female friends in the early hours of the morning. See, because her boyfriend, one of her ex's female friends, and began hitting her ex-boyfriend with a 2-foot salami that she brought along with her. So she planned ahead, and her chosen weapon was a 2-foot salami. What is going on with people? That's why I like reading the news. These are the stories you never hear when you listen to the big top-of-the-hour news on the networks, you know. They leave out all the salami stories. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, fortunately, we are here on the Oompa Hour to fill you in on all that stuff. This is Ma and Pa Dombrowski with, of course, the Happy Notes and the Lover Come Back to Me polka.
sit and cry. Answer sincerely, don't let this be goodbye.
There you go, Ma and Pa Dombrowski with the happy notes. Of course, Lover, Come Back to Me polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. The hail from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, says right there on the record. Stevens Point, Wisconsin is an interesting town to people who went to a Brown Institute radio school in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, back in the olden days. Because that's where I went to radio school a long time ago. And, of course, they teach you all the radio stuff. And half of each school day is spent in studios. The school actually had what was the equivalent of multiple radio stations set up with actual studios and actual equipment like you would be likely to find in a radio station where you would get your first job, so you knew how to operate everything and run the mixer and all that stuff. And they were all named. They pretty much had, you know, call letters that were made up that reflected where they were in the school building. But in the last term, you could actually be working at WSPT, which was the Stevens Point radio station, except it was a mock copy of the Stevens Point radio station in the school. So if you went to Brown Institute back in the day, you may wind up doing a WSPT, Stevens Point, Wisconsin, radio broadcasting, but not in their real studio, but a mock-up of it, because then you would learn to operate a radio station in a real thing. So every time I see Stevens Point on one of those Norm Dombrowski and Happy Notes records, it always reminds me of radio school about 50-some years ago or more that I'm not going to admit. Gold Record, the name of the record company, Gold Record of Stevens Point, Wisconsin. So anyway, a little pointless highlight there for you. Let's do one from Whoopi John and the Boys. This one with a vocal trio. Getting kind of fancy there. Thank you.
always be together. Two arms that hold me tight, sweet lips that kiss goodnight. Mary Lou, my heart is yours forever. So love me the way I love you. Please do, Mary Lou.
John there, the Mary Lou Polka with vocal trio who remain unidentified on the record. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another round here, because there's always another stack of records got to be played. I do have to get a waltz into the show, which you all know if you're a regular listener. We always have at least one official waltz. Sometimes I sneak in another one, but it's always there's at least one official one. And we always play at least one 78 RPM record, a genuine shellac record from back before we had vinyl. And I got the record picked out. Where did I put it? Oh, there it is. What do I have coming up today? I got Johnny Vadnall in the orchestra and a nice, pretty, shiny RCA Victor 78 coming up here in a little bit. So stand by for that coming up. Right now, it is winter time, so it seems like an appropriate time to be playing something like the Alpine Polka, right? There's the George Stadjehar Orchestra.
Thank you.
And there you go with the George Stadjehar Orchestra. That's the Alpine Polka, of course, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. Remember now, I always give you the pitch if you have request, dedication, question, comment. What else? Why else would you call? You want to trade recipes or you want to know where to buy a good record player? I don't know. Whatever. There are a lot of ways to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. And you can, if you have a phone, any kind of phone, a dial phone, you know, like one of those old-fashioned ones that's wired right into the wall. You know, it's got that special, like, switch plate thing with the little round hole in the middle that the wires disappear into the wall. You can do it with one of those. You got a push-button phone or dial phone or a cell phone or a flip phone, any kind of phone that lets you talk. You can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. All right, 218-259-2985. Or you can also text to that number. If you have a phone that texts, you obviously can't do that with a dial phone hanging on the wall in your basement like we have in the basement. So that works, 218-259-2985. You can email oompahour@aol.com. That always works. Or you can go to the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour. That'll work too. So that's what we got. All right, let's play a record. I haven't played this one for a long time, and I tend to skip it because it's really scratchy. But it makes this show that much more authentic, because really everything you hear on this show comes from records. Here's Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music. It's the Pound Your Table Polka.
Across the street that's not like other places. It's where neighbors like to meet and greet familiar faces. There's no talk of daily cares or troubles allowed. There's where fun is king, and that's what brings in the crowd. If the older folks don't dance, they bring their youngsters with them, for they love to watch romance and beat their feet in rhythm. When the band is through with swing, then the leader tells the ring, say you mothers, hey you brothers, everybody sing.
Sing together one more chorus
till the rafters will ring. Raise your voices and sing
one more chorus if you're for us.
Join us all in the song.
Give the band a helping hand and come along.
Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music. Man, that was a scratchy record. Pound Your Table Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're going to do a waltz here in just a matter of seconds. So you might want to start moving the tables out of the way. Maybe you're in the living room and the coffee table's in the way, or you're in the kitchen there and you scooch the kitchen table over to the wall or whatever the case might be. Normally, I kind of hold off about another 5 minutes or so before I get into a waltz, don't I? I feel like it's a little early in the show, but I'm going to do it anyway because I ran into a good waltz record while I was going through the stack of records I got for today. I'm pretty sure this particular tune has never even been on the show. Here are the Long Island Silvertones, and the Love Is the Reason Waltz. Like that record. I mean, I really don't know what they're saying, but it's such a unique sound. I don't know. The Long Island Silvertones there. Love Is the Reason. That is your official waltz this week on the Oompa Hour. So, dancers, you can put the furniture back now. The pressure's off. You can relax. All right. Unless, of course, you want a polka, because I got plenty more polkas coming up. Got a 78 of the week coming up right around the corner, too. But before I get that set up, I got to play the record that I have over here on turntable number one, because that's the one I switch over for playing the 78s. So I'm going to play that. Well, that's playing. I'll get something on turntable number two. And when we get over to turntable number two, I'll switch this over and get our 78 on there. So anyway, there's a Pelagatch Polka Dots. Yep, it's the Indiana Sweetheart Polka.
Morning,
And there you go, Palagas Polka Dots. That's the Indiana Sweetheart here. In case you're confused, this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And whatever this is, it happens every week, right about right here, where you happen to be listening right now. And I am tickled pink that you're listening, all right? Now, I'm going to roll a Marv Herzog record here, and while that's playing, I'm going to switch over this turntable here for playing 78s, because, you know, you can't play a 78 with a regular needle, and you got to mess with it so it goes up to 78 RPMs, and there's extra work involved. So, and this is one of those records, too. This one sneaks up on you here. This is Marv Herzog, and it's the Orange Blossom Special. And it's one of them songs fades in, starts out quiet, and gets louder, because that's a train, the Orange Blossom Special, and it's getting closer and closer, see? See, it's just like the beginning of the record. Now the train is rolling off into the distance there. Marv Herzog at the Orange Blossom Special here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and that brings us to our official 78 of the week in every show. We try to play at least 178. If you're a regular listener, of course, you probably figured that out by now because we've been doing it for a couple of years anyway. We've been doing this show like 11 or 12 years already. And the last couple of years, I've been throwing in a 78 in every show because I've been sorting out my 78s. And I got tons of great old-time music on 78s. It normally kind of fell by the wayside. So we turned it into a thing. And you know what they say? Everything sounds great on a 78. They say that. Both of my personalities say that. Here's Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra and the Wolf Polka.
Thank you.
And there you go, the official 78 of the week for this week. Johnny Vadnal and the orchestra there, and the Wolf Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Man, I tell you what, I got a record here that is a minute and 38 seconds long, and I'm saving it because most of the records don't have the time on them. So when you're trying to time out a show so it ends somewhere in the ballpark of where it's supposed to, sometimes you have a little time left at the end. You could squeak one in. I set that one aside 3 weeks ago to save for an emergency. So we'll see how it goes, all right? Bob Mastel and the Polka Sharps right here on turntable number 2. It happened in my heart.
So lovely, no wonder I fell. It happened, it happened, it happened in my heart, beside a moonlit lake. And now, my dear, it's happening here, as heart to heart we dance.
Just seems like Bob Mastel and the Polka Sharps don't come around that often here on the Oompa Hour. And they should. I don't have. I got like 3 records by them, maybe, out of all these hundreds and hundreds of records laying around the place. So, yeah, that's why you don't. They don't come around all that often. Here's another group that doesn't come around all that often. Not a lot of records by the Graniteers in the collection. Maybe buried away in some albums. I don't play albums out that often. I don't like changing speeds. It increases the odds of playing a record on the wrong speed. Here are the Graniteers nonetheless. It's the Chimney Sweep Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you go, the Graniteers. That's the Chimney Sweep Polka. Now, I got a question for you. When somebody says chimney sweep, what or who immediately pops into your mind? I mean, this has happened to me for 60 years at least. When someone says chimney sweep, bam, right there in your head, Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins. Am I right? I'm pretty sure that I am right. All right, I'm going to try to get in a couple more tunes here. And before I get around to that, I got to get around to this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we get a couple more songs into the show this week. Let's see what we can do here. I have a very unique record coming up that doesn't get played very often, too. It's going to be the last record of the show this week. But first, it's Happy Louie and his polka band and the Two Sweethearts Polka.
Miał pan cesarz córki dwie, uha, miał pan cesarz córki dwie, dał na wojnę obydwie, dał na wojnę obydwie, u. O ty córko najstarsza, uha, o ty córko najstarsza, tyś na wojnę najzdłasza, tyś na wojnę najzdłasza, u. Aha, ja tatuniu nie pójdę, bo ja serca miękkiego, ja zabiję nikogo, u. A ty córko najmłodsza, uha, a ty córko najmłodsza, tyś na wojnę najzgrabsza, tyś na wojnę najzgrabsza, u. Aha, ja tatuniu, ja pójdę, bo ja serca twardego, bo ja serca twardego, u. Jak włosy obcinali, uha, jak włosy obcinali, matka ojciec płakali, matka ojciec płakali, u.
Happy Louie at his polka band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Got time for one more record because I'm looking at the clock and that's what it tells me. And this is kind of a weird record. The Mrzinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble. I love their record company. I love the sound of their studio. I love the sound of the records they made for themselves and for other people. A lot of different people recorded there. And Tom Rosinski was kind of a music recording genius and a super nice guy, and may he rest in peace after all these years. But anyway, it's a Rosinski Brothers record. It's kind of weird, and it's from the early 80s, so it's kind of got that extra 80s synthesizer kind of thing. Just a little bit. It's called At the Russian Front Without a Pistol, Polka. I told you it was kind of weird. Here we go. It's a little unusual, but it's a fantastic sounding record. There you have it. There, the Mrozinski Brothers, Aleatoric Ensemble, At the Russian Front Without a Pistol, Polka. Yeah, right. We're out of time. The old clock says, shut up and get out of here, Buster. So that's what I'm going to do. But I'm ready for next week. I got a stack of records right here. So I'm ready to hit it.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tam Zumba Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.